Christine, you will be the spiritual guide for the 2012 Iowa Annual Conference. Give me a snapshot of what you hope to have us experience.
Those of us who serve other people, altruistic people, give so much of ourselves away. And so often we forget that in addition to refreshing others, we need to take time away to be refreshed and renewed. We forget that we are three parts of an equilateral triangle, the body, the mind, and the spirit. And oftentimes I catch myself being one great big isosceles triangle. I'm all mind, or, you know, I'm all spirit, or you know, we just get out of balance. And so God created us perfectly. And so it's important for us to take time away to remember to take care of our bodies. And so what I hope to bring to the annual conference in the few moments each day that I have, the bishop has asked me to get people up to move, and I hope to do that. That'll be a challenge because we have limited space and tables, and people will be on the move and not dressed to exercise. But there's so much more we need to know and can do. So I hope to remind people that, first of all, that about their breath. The breath is the Spirit of God that lives within us. And our breath is essential to healthy living. We know that without our breath, our bodies will no longer live. And so we forget to breathe. And when we get stressed out, we don't breathe. So we'll talk about breathing and how spiritual that is and what a great stress reducer that is for us. We'll talk about the body as the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we forget that. Sometimes we take better care of our homes and our properties and our cars than we do the home that God's Spirit lives in here on this earth. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk about what it means to be spiritually and physically strong and to have spiritual and physical endurance to be able to do that, the work that we do, and invite in some of the messages that the Bible has for us about that. We forget that we need to take time away to be still and to be God. And as a yoga instructor, I have found over the last 11 years that people mostly come to class to have some time away. And in our ever-available world of cell phones and iPads and iPods and Internet, sometimes we can't get away, and so we need to. We need to have time alone to be able to hear God's voice whisper in our ear and to have ourselves quiet our minds and come back to center. So we'll breathe, we'll feel, we'll listen, we'll get up and we'll move and we'll stretch and we'll remind ourselves how much we are loved by the God who created us perfectly, and that when we take better care of ourselves, we can be better servants for the Lord.
People will have all different perspectives when they're invited to move into the moments of your spiritual guidance. Some will be enthusiastic. Some may be feeling a little awkward. How will you help to encourage those who need a little bit of ice breaking and feeling it's okay to do this?
Yeah. Anything that we're not used to doing is uncomfortable. And it's kind of like we put on our comfortable shoes and we want to stay in those. And any sort of change involves buying a new pair of shoes and trying on something different. But what doesn't work of more is more of what's not working. So if your health is not working, if your stress is stressing you out and you're not the best servant of the Lord that you can be, I will simply invite them. At the end of the day, it's always our choice. And that is an incredible blessing, or it can be an incredible curse. But at the end of all of that, God simply invites. And I try to have Christ at the center of how I encourage people to take care of their bodies, to be reminded that, like him, I can simply only offer, but they have to choose to make positive change in their lives. And it's hard. It's very hard to have good selfish time. That's one of the things as a personal trainer that I see, that we want to give until we're drained. And if we don't have anything to give away, and we aren't taking care of ourselves, we're of help to no one. And so to me, it behooves us. Our bodies are a gift. I can't make anybody do anything, but I can only encourage them to consider what's not working and to try something different. I've always been interested in wellness. I have a background in physical education from Iowa State University and have always believed in preventative care, and had the opportunity 11 years ago to form my own personal training business to work with individuals to help them transform their lifestyles into a wellness lifestyle. I've done different Christian motivational speaking, similar to what I'm about at annual conference for groups.
Tell me a little bit about your journey along the line from your PE background and training into more social aspects.
It just parallels my growth in faith. I worked for a physician who had a business, a wellness screening business, and that was where I got into understanding and screening for preventive, doing fitness assessments. My spiritual journey is at a wonderful Christian home that I grew up in, a mother who was a wonderful example of Christian faith and love. And I was kind of a prodigal child, so I went my own way for a while. But when I started having children, you know, the old proverb is train up a child, and that was true in my case. I joined the Methodist Church in Mount Vernon and never looked back. Slowly got involved and just fell in love with Jesus Christ again. My business name is Transformation Fitness, and it's based on Romans 12:2. And I'm a worship leader. I've just grown in service in our church, and I've been a worship leader for probably 10 years now, and most recently in our praise. I sing and worship lead in our, but I do that along with several others in our worship